This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. A lot more to get to as we take you up to 3 o'clock. Washington Commanders training camp coverage on the top of the mind right now. We'll take a spin around the National Football League a little bit later on in the program as it is actually back together weekend across the NFL. ESPN and ABC providing all-day coverage of NFL training camp. They got a bunch of their reporters live out on location throughout the National Football League. Nobody out there in Ashburn because there was no practice this afternoon out in Ashburn for the Washington Commanders. They got the day off today. They're back at it tomorrow. Before we get out of this 1 o'clock hour, maybe we'll get to the top of the 2 o'clock hour, I'll give you some training camp standouts throughout the first couple of days of practice here as the Commanders have the off day. I think as we get geared up for next week, what I'm interested to see is, you know, how does this defense continue to take shape? And they're on the top of my mind right now because they had a really good day yesterday. And the pass rush of this defense, I think, is what is going to unlock this group. And I want to widen the scope of what I'm talking about here. It's not just the pass rush. It's how they get pressure on the quarterback, how they affect the quarterback. Last year, the Washington Commanders blitzed at the sixth highest rate in the National Football League. They had a blitz percentage of 32.9, sixth most in the NFL. Those numbers, a byproduct of the mentality of the defensive coordinator, and you're already seeing it throughout camp. They're sending pressure from everywhere. Quan's blitzing. Tyler Owens is blitzing. Mikey's blitzing. They're double mugging. There was a play yesterday on the goal line. It's Dom Hampton and Jordan McGee in there at linebacker. And it ends up being a touchdown pass to Ben Sinnott where he makes a tremendous diving catch. But Chris Rodriguez had two guys at him. Opened up like the Red Sea. And good job by the quarterback getting the ball out. If that was real, it may have been a sack. But they're going to bring pressure. And there's so many different looks that they're going to be able to get to throughout the year because of this front four in particular. And the versatility, I might add, of the front seven. Because I think when it comes to Von Miller, he's the guy that I view as like your closer. Like I expect him to have his best impact on those obvious passing situations. Like he probably won't play a lot on first down. They got to earn the right to get Von Miller on the field. And I've said this before. It's all about the run defense getting better. Because if you can get teams, if you can hold teams to 2 yards on first down, and you're now in second and eight, now you can unleash Von Miller and give him a shot to see if he can win with a quick pressure or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like that's how this team's going to have success. Stopping the run. Like that's the most important part of this. And we haven't been able to see that yet. But the pass rush, you're starting to be able to see a little bit because yesterday they were in shells, and you can see guys get grabbed up. Von Miller hit Andrew Wiley. This was the play. This was on the first play where I think it was Mikey that caught the pick on the first play, where Von Miller hit an inside spin move on Andrew Wiley, and it was a quick pressure. It caused the ball to come out quick, and Mikey jumped it and picked it off, and it would have been a pick six in game. He still got it. I know he spoke at the podium the other day, and it's his job to, you know, gas himself up and make himself seem good. He still very much got it in terms of going out and just being a badass, man. I think he really is going to help this defense. The amount of snaps he plays is going to be interesting. Like I continue to say, they got to earn the right to get Von Miller on the football field. It's all about how good they're going to be on first and second down. First down in particular. I don't have the numbers here in front of me, but they were not good on first and second down last year. They weren't. And it was largely because they couldn't stop the run. So that's what I'm most looking forward to seeing next week when the pads come on, is the run defense better. And we're going to find this out as we roll throughout, you know, this training camp, right? We're going to find out. You got two joint practices against New England, against Baltimore. So we'll see. And then we'll see next week when the pads come on. We'll see you tomorrow out there when they're in shoulder pads for the first time. So it's all going to come together, but this pass rush, to me, they got a bunch of different dudes. No one's like this, like, A-plus, you know, top 1% caliber rusher. But they got a bunch of quality guys. Dorrance Armstrong got a bunch of pressures throughout the first couple of days here. I've seen him, you know, make plays and stand out. Von Miller, obviously, I just mentioned, yesterday hits a nasty inside move. I got a quick pressure. Jacob Martin. That's the guy that, to me, is actually a little bit maybe more intriguing than I would have thought initially when he was signed. And maybe, and I've asked this question before, who's going to be like this year's Olamide Zaccheaus? Because OZ came out of nowhere last year, right? Who's going to be this year's Olamide Zaccheaus? The other thing to me with that signing, talking about Jacob Martin, he's like a pure rusher, I thought. But his build, like, he's thick from the waist down. He's strong enough to me to be able to anchor the run and things of that nature. So I feel like right now they've got a bunch of interesting dudes at the edge spot. And I feel like Jacob Martin, who's a guy that's made some plays and got some pressures here, will also be a part maybe of this pass rush, you know, rotation during the year. It's going to be a competitive group. I'm curious as to how many guys they keep up front. The X factor to me, though, of the defensive front is Javon Kinlaw. Can Javon Kinlaw push the pocket consistently from the interior? Something we did not see John Allen and Deron Payne or Johnny Newton do consistently last year, if we're being real. As much as he was brought in here to stop the run, he was also brought in here because he is 6'5", 325 pounds, and explodes off the line of scrimmage from the interior, lined up over the guard, inside shade of the guard, head up on the center. And notice I just named like six different ways he can rush. That's what excites me about this pass rush, is it's not going to be your traditional standard, just line up and everybody go in their gap, stay in the same gap all the time. They're going to be stunts and twists and loops and games played up front. And I think they have the athletes up front to where that's going to be interesting to watch, right? Imagine like a TE stunt with Von Miller and Jerzon Newton, or Von Miller and Dorrance Armstrong, who's like a legit defensive end. You TE with Von Miller, and maybe the football nerd in me is like going crazy about how many different ways they can get after the quarterback. And I want to go back to the blitzing thing. Said it a moment ago. Sixth highest blitz percentage in the NFL last year was the Commanders. They got pressure a bunch of different ways. They were 11th in sacks. The pure pass rush, just rushing four, struggled. So they manufacture different ways to bring pressure out of the secondary, things of that nature. With this pass rush and their pure front four being largely improved, now the blitzes hit a little bit different. Now you can pick your spots a little bit better, right? And I think this is a smart defense, too. And there's a reason Quan Martin's been getting a lot of praise throughout this offseason. He showed a lot of good football instincts last year. There's a big reason why Washington didn't give up a lot of explosives in the pass game. It's because they kept a lid on things for the most part because they communicated really well. And Quan Martin and his ability to get the defense lined up, Jason Simmons last week described him as the quarterback of this defense. Like, he's an ascending young player that – helps and makes everybody better. So that's what I mean by they're a smart football team. And it's Bobby Wagner, obviously, is smart. That goes without saying, right? Mikey Samra still. We saw moments last year, that Bengals game, where he shows off his football smarts, dropping and leaving a route because he knew where the football was going, playing with instinct. Like, if they can do that and disguise their blitzes and things of that nature and then have this front four through stunts and twists actually get pressure, it all works out. But I keep going back to the run defense. You can't call your TE stunt. You can't call nut, right? It was a stunt we had in college, called it nut. Right? You can't call nose under tackle, right? You got your nose and your three tech looping with each other, playing games on the inside, trying to confuse the offensive line. You can't do that unless you can stop the run. Because if you get caught with your pants down, and that happened to them last year, you give up explosives in the running game. Imagine you're running a tackle stunt on the interior, and they run the ball at it, and someone's out of the gap. That's how holes get created. That's why it's so important for this run defense to get better. Everyone got annoyed and pissy with me last year because I kept bringing it up. You can only go so far defensively with a bad run defense. It limits your ability to do other things. And I think now you all understand that, and they clearly understand it, when you see the emphasis that they put on adding different body types, adding better run defenders overall here. So that's a big thing that I'm going to be looking for as the pads come on and the physicality ratchets up here throughout camp. I've been excited to see a lot of the games that they're running up front. They've gone three down, they're running three-man rushes, and it's been interesting, man. I'll continue to give it to you as we roll here throughout training camp. Our training camp coverage here on The Fan brought to you by Paul Henry's Window Installation, paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll go three up, three down. It's really just six up. My top training camp standouts. Come at you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The party continues right here on 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980. Tapped into the youngest in charge, and O. Willingham will take you up to 3 o'clock before we hand things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. He'll lead you in a Washington Nationals baseball game number 2 of a 6-game road trip for the Curly W's. Hopefully the offense shows up tonight here in Minnesota, because it has been brutal for the boys at the plate over the past couple of contests. Now, we're talking all things NFL training camp and our NFL training camp coverage here on The Fan, brought to you by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. My top training camp standouts, and I was going to put this in a version of Nell's Super Six Pack, but we'll save that when we get into our pressure conversation. But some guys that have stood out, and I'm just going to read notes from my phone here, because that's what I go out and do. I live tweet, and then there are certain moments in practice that I write down. And there are names that I write down and guys that have made plays. And I've referenced some of them already here throughout the show. But in terms of who has stood out, it's hard, first and foremost, to stand out in this time of year. When I say someone stood out, that means they broke on a football the nice way, on a good play. They made a nice catch. They were able to, you know, communicate well. I'm watching guys and how the secondary is talking with each other, watching how guys execute stunts, watching the pass rush, which you don't, it's not going full speed right now, but you could just, guys getting beat. Guys are getting the hoop ran on them, and certain edge rushers have been able to, you know, stand out a little bit here. But when I say guys have stood out, this isn't written in Sharpie. This is very much written in pencil. A guy that stood out one day can suck on the next day. It's just how training camp goes. There's so many ups, so many downs. But I'll give you guys a couple of dudes that through all 3 days have stood out in some form or fashion. I mentioned him already. Trey Amos. Trey Amos has stood out each and every day. And he stood out during the spring as well. The one thing that I'm waiting on for him when we get the pads on, is he going to tackle? Because you can't play corner in this defense if he ain't going to tackle. Right? But he has stood out. Will Harris has continued to stand out. His battles with Zach Ertz throughout practice at this point have been really interesting. You know, watching, you know, him be sticky in coverage, watching him, you know, get sent on blitzes and things of that nature. He stood out. Mikey Samuels still has stood out. He had a play yesterday where he blew Jalen Lane up. Kind of like a welcome to the NFL moment. It was a screen pass to KJ Osborne, and Mikey Samuels still blew him up. What would have been a TFL and a negative play, because Jalen Lane, gotta get bigger, gotta get stronger. Play strength might not be there yet for him. He has not stood out to this point in camp, if I'm being honest. It's been kind of underwhelming through the first couple of days. Hasn't really stood out and made any plays. I just mentioned KJ Osborne. He had the catch of camp yesterday. Jaden Daniels throws the football. I think it was over in between Quan Martin and Jonathan Jones. And he drops the ball right in the bucket. And it's a reminder, one, of just how damn good Daniels is. But KJ Osborne can hoop too. I was saying this about KJ last year when they brought him in. He was more decorated of a receiver than Noah Brown throughout the course of his career. Right? Like, you go back, like, he was the third wideout in Minnesota for a good minute of time. Right? In 2022. 60 catches, 11 yards of reception, 5 touchdowns, right? 2023, 48 catches, 11 yards a catch. 2021, 50 catches, 13 yards a catch, 7 touchdowns. So, like, he's a guy that's just lacked opportunity. But he can play. He can boogie. He makes contested catches. He's a tough dude. Certainly is. He stood out and made a big play yesterday. What else has stood out is not necessarily a player. This wide receiver room, somebody's got to step up. That's why I'm shouting out a guy like KJ Osmore. Right? Luke McCaffrey has made some plays. He had a play yesterday on a slant from Jayden Daniels where he makes a super tough contested catch because Trey Amos is draped all over him because Trey Amos is pretty damn good in coverage. He is a dude that I think has an opportunity to make some plays here, especially while Terry McLaurin is not here. He's got to continue to flash every day. That's the thing about camp. You got to build consecutive days in a row before I really look at you a certain way, and he's done that throughout the first couple of days. Each and every day, Luke is making a play. Ja'Cory Brooks stood out the first couple of days. Yesterday, he had drops to where I was like, that's why he's not the number one. Terry would have caught that. Point blank. A lot of guys had drops like that yesterday where it's like, damn, this is where you missed Terry. I have serious concerns about this receiving room if Terry McLaurin's not going to be a part of it. I'm just going to go out and put that out there right now. If Terry McLaurin, the more time he has to miss, I think the more obvious it's going to look that they need to, you know, bow up and pay him here and stop being cheap. Like, we're at a point right now where they don't have a choice. Like, they need Terry McLaurin. And that's something that stood out here throughout camp as well. They need Terry McLaurin. Noah Brown is in bubble wrap right now because of what happened to him in the spring. So he's practicing, but like not doing a whole lot. I don't even think he's run any team yet. Another guy that's made a couple of plays, but also during the spring, I saw him with some drops, and I'm still waiting to see more from him, but he's caught my eye a little bit. I don't want to get caught up in the famine of this dude potentially, but Michael Gallup has made a couple of plays throughout camp to this point that have made you raise your eyebrow up a little bit. But all in all, man, like, there hadn't been a whole lot that stood out because it's so early on in this process, but there are a couple of dudes that I definitely wanted to shout out and put some name recognition on. I feel like we've been glazing the team the entire show to this point. It's kind of like a fandom hour. We'll switch gears here a little bit as we're at the halfway point. Bill Barnwell of ESPN put together his all-pressure team for the 2025 NFL season. When we come back, we'll do an installment of Nell's Super Six Pack. We'll go through the all-pressure team list, but then we will give you an installment of Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six commanders that have the most pressure on them going into the 2025 season. And I want you to give us your commander that has the most pressure on them going into the season as well at 1-800-636-1067. That's 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. We'll play you some of the best audio from NFL training camp across the National Football League as well before we get out of here. We'll give you some injury news as they're putting bubble wrap on Justin Jefferson up in Minnesota. We'll give you the latest on Justin Fields. It is back together weekend in the National Football League. All teams have reported to training camp to this point. The Commanders have the day off. They're back at it tomorrow. First day that'll be open to the fans. First practice that the team will be in shoulder pads as well. So we're just getting geared up here at the beginning of NFL training camp. 2 weeks from now, people, we had a preseason game. It's crazy. Against the New England Patriots. So it's real. Football is back, baby. When we come back, Nell Super Six Pack, my top six commanders with the most pressure next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
One 800 636 1067 is the number. Let's take you up to 3 o'clock. It's happening in the Youngest and Charles and L. Willingham. Keep the conversation going with me on social media at NELL_BTP. It is list season across the National Football League. Training camp always brings us that. Here in camp, right now, what I'm going to be looking at here in this segment, as we give you another installment of NEL Super Six Pack, my top six commanders with the most pressure on them. We'll get to that list in a second. But first, Bill Barnwell of ESPN put together and inspired what we're about to do, put together a piece on ESPN.com a couple of days ago that listed the players, coaches, GMs under the most pressure for the 2025 season. He's got, for players, J.J. McCarthy in Minnesota. For running backs, Breece Hall with the Jets. For coaches, Brian Schottenheimer with the Cowboys. He has Brian Daboll with the Giants. Jonathan Gannon with the Cardinals. Mike McDaniel with the Dolphins. For executives, he's got Terry Fontenot in Atlanta with the Falcons. So you get the gist of this. Those are all dudes that you kind of got to put up or shut up right now. Who's going to put up or shut up on the Commanders? 3 days through training camp, hasn't been a whole lot of opportunity to shut people up, because there ain't no pads popping yet. But there is pressure, because this team has expectations. People expect this group to compete for a Lombardi around here. They don't go trade for Laremy Tunsil to get to the wild card round, right? To get to the divisional round. Hell, even to get back to the conference championship. You go make these moves. You pushed all your chips into the middle of the table to go win it all. And if they're going to win it all, certain guys must be a factor. Certain guys must step up. Certain guys have to have a significant impact. And that's what we're going to get to on this list. It's the latest installment, an NEL Super Six Pack. Me and the committee, last night, after getting off, after doing a little mini abbreviated overtime, me and the committee sat and burned the midnight oil, combing through all the tape, and We're here to bring you another installment of No Super Six Pack, my top six Commanders that have the most pressure on them going into the season.
Now, Super Six Pack. 3, 3, 2, 2, 1.
We'll talk about the perfect song for pressure. Number six, NL Super Six Pack, my top six Commanders that have the most pressure on them going into next year. This list was well thought out. Number six is Jordan McGee. Huh? He's got, you're damn right, he's got pressure. You know why? Jordan McGee is a part of what is going to help unlock this defense. If Jordan McGee can't consistently play next to Bobby Wagner, guess what can't happen? Frankie Louvu can't consistently rush the passer. And that makes this team marginally worse. So in year two, Jordan McGee, who looks like he was built in a damn laboratory, 6'3", can run, physical, can thump, but also has the foot speed to cover backs and tight ends. He's got to play big. He's got to stay healthy in order for this defense to reach his peak. And I'll be honest, I'm broke, right? But I've had a couple of shekels. Put some money on Jordan McGee. Buy stock in Jordan McGee next year because I do think he is going to be a significant part of this football team. Number five, NL Super Six Pack, my top six Commanders with the most pressure on him heading into next year. Number five, another sophomore from the class of 2024, Luke McCaffrey. Especially after yesterday's practice. They struggled to move the football vertically. They struggled to move the football, period, on the perimeter. Who can help with that? A guy that you spent the top 100 pick on in Luke McCaffrey. He had some six-round project. He's got to go. Guys like that have to hit if you want to build a sustained winner. Luke McCaffrey's got every opportunity in the world. He had 18 catches last year. He couldn't get on the field. They put Jamison Crowder on the field in his third act in Washington over Luke McCaffrey last year. You damn right. There is pressure on Luke McCaffrey to step up. They played Alamide Zaccheaus over Luke last year. He's got to step up big time this year, especially with all the uncertainty at the wide receiver position. He can put a lot of our doubts and reservations to bed if he has a big camp in a big season. Number four in L Super Six Pack, my top six Commanders with the most pressure on him heading into next year. Payne Wayne, Deron Payne, he has to make his presence felt each and every week. There cannot be moments where we don't feel Deron Payne. And look, I'm going to call a spade, right? Deron Payne is going into year number three of a four-year, $90 million extension. Deron Payne has a $26 million cap hit this year. I believe it's the third highest on the team. He's got to produce. He's got to step up, or else it can be over for Deron Payne, because after this year, the dead cap cost for parting ways is $11 million. He's set to account for $28 million against cap next year. Can we do some math, people? What's the net savings on that? Pretty damn good. Saving about $17 million by parting ways with Deron Payne this offseason. So if he doesn't play well, he will be gone. And if he doesn't play well, this defense will struggle. Here's what I know about Deron Payne. Last time he was in a contract year looking for some dough, balled out. But I don't even think he's a guy that's motivated by money. I think Deron Payne just loves to play football. I think Deron Payne is probably the most misunderstood member of the Washington Commanders. And I've given him a lot of crap because I want him to play better and I know what he's capable of. But this is, if this team is going to get where I think they can get, he's got to go ape. Beep. Has to. Number three, NL Super Six Pack, my top six Commanders with the most pressure on him heading into next year. A guy that I'm actually building a nice little relationship with. Southeast is how I address him. Southeast Sean, Marshawn Lattimore, has to play big next year. Has to. And he's looked good throughout the offseason program. Ever since he showed up here for mandatory minicamp, I said, okay, Shawty's back. That's the Marshawn Lattimore I expected to see. And it's different, right? Because I didn't get to see any of the games up close in person. I'm watching it on TV just like y'all. But you feel his quickness. and the ability to break on the football and undercut routes and things of that nature. We saw it last year. Say what you want about Marshawn Lattimore and what he did in coverage a season ago. The one thing that he was really good at and didn't duck smoke with, he gonna tackle in the run game. He's gonna shed a block. He's gonna be physical. He's got the most pressure on him because he's a linchpin of this defense. And if he can have one half of the defense on lock, it lets you be a lot more versatile and creative if you're Joe Witt. But I think, just like, I'll say this, I believe in Jordan McGee. I believe in Daron Payne. Luke McCaffrey, jury's still out for me. Got to see a little bit more. Lattimore, another guy that I totally believe in. He just looks different right now. Number two in the Super Six Pack, top six Commanders with the most pressure heading into next year, Deebo Samuel. Deebo, whoa, is what I will say every time Deebo Samuel scores this year. He will score a lot. He'll score more than any other Commander on the roster this year. I think he has a big-time year. He's been good throughout training camp. They've used him in a multitude of different ways. We've seen him, and I'm going to, toe a line here. Yesterday, there's a play where it's an end around or a jet sweep to Deebo Samuel, and there's going to be a point in time this year. Honestly, I think the first, Ben, remember this. Remember I said this. The first play of the season in the regular season against the Giants is going to be a jet sweep to Deebo Samuel. Like, that will be a bread and butter staple of this offense. Because with Laremy Tunsil out there leading the way, being able to get out in front, it's not about throwing some type of knockout block. It's about getting out in front and paving a way. Him and Brandon Coleman out in front, elephants on parade. Ooh-wee. Deebo's going to have a big year, man. I've said this all year or all offseason long. Honestly. Number one, and Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six Commanders with the most pressure on them. Number one, let me hold something, brother, is what I should say to him. Let me hold something, brother, is what I should say to the Commander that I think has the most pressure on them heading into the next year. And it is Javon Kinlaw. 3 years, $45 million, $30 million guaranteed on the first day of the legal tampering period. He's got to have an impact. Got to. They swapped out him for John Allen. Daron Payne's in a contract year, pretty much. If Kinlaw doesn't bust through, what the hell do we have on the interior? Now, Jazon Newton, he's another cat that I think I'll be saying stood out when the pads come on because he's just a freak. And he's healthy, too. But Javon Kinlaw's got the most pressure to be under out of any Commander on this roster this year. I firmly, fully believe that. I just do. That's going to do it, though, for now. Super Six Pack, my top six Commanders with the most pressure. I'll run through it here real quick. Number six, Jordan McGee. Number five, Luke McCaffrey. Number four, Daron Payne. Number three, Marshawn Lattimore. Number two, Deebo Samuel. Number one, Javon Kinlaw. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, I'll let you hear my conversation with Jason Simmons, the defensive backs coach of the Washington Commanders. That's next here on The Fan. .147 here in our nation's capital. Tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. Here on 106.7, The Fan. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. We're simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980. Keep the conversation rolling with me on social media. It is at NELL_BTP. I've been live, boots out on the ground at Washington Commanders training camp. Past couple of days, our training camp coverage brought to you by our friends at Paul Henry's Window Installation, paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. I've been out there at camp, gotten the chance to have a lot of conversations on the record, off the record, checking the temperature and where things stand with this Washington Commanders football team. This secondary is going to be such a huge part of whether or not this defense can take a step forward. And I gave you all the numbers earlier in the show. This Commander's pass defense in terms of passing yards per game allowed was amongst the best in the National Football League, third best in the National Football League. Pass yards allowed per play The Washington Commanders, though, were one of the best units in the NFL in that category as well, coming in 10th. Really, when you think about some teams tied with the same average, they're really in the top five, top seven when it comes to that category. But I think you saw it in the NFC Championship game. When it really comes down to when it's time to stop somebody through the air, Washington struggles to do so. They do. And those numbers in the secondary, to me, aided by the fact that in the final 7 weeks of the season, or from week seven on, rather, you played Andy Dalton at quarterback, Caleb Williams, Daniel Jones, Russell Wilson, Cooper Rush, Will Levis, Jake Haener, rookie, and Michael Penix, Trey Lance. You ain't played nobody at quarterback, so of course your pass defense is going to look good statistically. That group has a lot of pressure on them going into next year. Do I think they'll be able to actually improve and get better? I do. Because I think healthy, which I think they all are right now, I pray they stay that way. Knock on wood, right? I think they have a chance to be a good group. The main reason I got confidence in the secondary is because I think they got a lot of smart football players. Marshawn Lattimore is a vet, super smart dude. Trey Amos for a rookie, a super smart rookie. Mikey Samuelsill for a second-year guy, super smart. Jonathan Jones, known for his football instincts. Quan, we've heard the coaching staff numerous of times already point out how smart he is. I also think they're a well-coached group. I think Joe Witt's a good defensive coordinator. I also think the assistant DBs coaches, Coach Donatell, Coach Simmons, Coach William Gay, I think they're all a part of this equation. I got the chance to catch up with Coach Jason Simmons after practice the other day. I want to let you all take a listen to this. Linnell Willingham here with defensive backs coach Jason Simmons after training camp practice number one. Coach Simmons, obviously you were saying it before we hopped on. Vibes are sky high for you, though, personally, coming back out here second year with this team, coaching under Dan Quinn and Joe Witt. What has it been like for you?
Oh, but it's been great. You know, the thing about DQ is it's all about culture. And it starts from the top with him and AP. We have good ownership. We got good leadership. And I think that just feeds down to the players, man. Everybody's excited to be here. It's a kids' game again. We enjoy it.
Yeah, for sure. And one big, you know, talking point going back to the spring was, you know, how Marshawn Lattimore gets acclimated with you guys going through a full offseason for the first time. Rewind for me real quick. Take me back to last year and what was it like trying to get him up to speed on really short notice when you think about the lack of practice reps because he's on the trainer table?
Man, I tell you what, it's so tough for me to rewind right now because my mind is just so set on just where we are right now. Yeah. The one thing I can tell you, where we sit right now, mm-hmm. Coming into training camp 2025, he's ready to go. He's excited. He's excited to go compete. You can see him bouncing around, talking to the guys. Like, he is a commander. He's fully bought in, and we're excited to see him go out there and play.
You guys brought in a guy with some Super Bowl hardware in Jonathan Jones. When you think about the inside-outside versatility that he brings, how can a guy like Mikey be a sponge to him, and then what has Jonathan brought himself?
Man, that's a great question, and I tell you that because when you look at it, particularly like a guy like Mikey, he can say, like, same body type. You know, he can see a guy who's had a lot of production in the National Football League and then a true professional.
Yeah.
Like, the thing that Jonathan brings to the room is he is a veteran. And he's also a guy that understands leadership. And when I say that, he knows when to go ahead and interject. He knows he wants the guys to see him accepting coaching. So it's good for them to really watch him and see how he kind of navigates the room.
Yeah, for sure. Another new face you guys brought in was Will Harris from New Orleans. And I know when you guys bring guys on this defense, there's a certain mentality that they have to have. I describe Will Harris as a crash out, man. Somebody that's going to come lay it down every time in the box. He's versatile, covering in the slot as well. What does he bring to the table for you all, and how excited were you when you got the text that, hey, we got Will?
First, I got to tell you, the question's on point. Because when you said Will, first thing on my mind was big, fast, physical.
Crash out, yep.
Like, it is what it is. It's the mentality.
Yeah.
When you hear Joe talk about the way we live.
Yeah.
Like, it's the epitome of the way we want to live.
Yeah.
Like, our play style and what it looks like, what it is. Like, that's what he brings every day. So we're excited, man, to have a guy like that. And then, you know, there is a bond between him and Marshawn. They
yes.
played together as well in New Orleans.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that you have that so they can bring each other along. Guys can lean on each other as well, be able to talk. And then now that it helps him even come into that leadership role and even more so.
Speaking of leaders, a young leader that's emerging on this defense is Quan Martin. For him to play through the injuries he played through last year says a lot about his toughness. What have you seen from him this spring? spring, though, in terms of digesting the defense in year number two, being able to take a step further from a communication standpoint?
He's the quarterback of the defense.
This is a question. I'm not to cut you off. So I was curious last year. Bobby played damn near 98% of the snaps. If Bobby goes down, who wears the green dot?
Well, I mean, that's up to Coach Whitman. Okay, yeah, so I can't speak on that. Okay. But when I say the quarterback of the defense, there's a certain call command that we're looking for.
Yeah.
We understand that Bobby Wagner, in terms of what he does for the front and also the second level.
Yeah.
But when you have a guy like Quan, he can now see the entire picture.
Yeah.
That allows him to make sure that we're good on the back end. Because we all know if you make a mistake on the back end, it's a touchdown.
Yeah.
So he's the guy that makes sure that we're all good. Just to see him grow and to hear his voice and us to allow him to do it. You know what I mean? It's just kind of fun to see because he's earned the right to be a leader on his team.
Right. One guy that got, you know, highlighted by the D.C. Joe Witt during the spring was Jeremy Reeves, a guy that's been around here for a while, fan favorite, has the smarts and the toughness to play on the defense. What does he bring to the table, and how excited are you guys to have him around teaching too?
He's a pro. That's what he is. And I know that seemed like a short answer. That's exactly what he is. He's a coach on the football field. He is a guy, when he gets done playing in 6 or 7 years, he is going to be a coach. I mean, that's just who he is. He has that type of mentality, the way he approaches the game. We know that the way he helps his team primarily is on special teams. This guy studies as much as any defensive player and understands. And a lot of times that's for his sake, but it's also to be able to help the players around him. So, I mean, he's a commander.
Yeah. I've gotten to talk to him a couple of times off the field, off the record, but Trey Amos is just the energizer bunny in terms of lighting up a room, tremendous smile, tremendous personality. How excited are you to, like, get your hands on a moldable piece of clay like that, man? And when he has success in this league, you'll be, you know, known as the first guy to touch him.
Man, I just tell you, you know, I'm excited to work with him.
Yeah.
We all see the talent. The talent is there. So it's my job. It's Will Gay's job. It's Tommy Donatell's job. To make sure when you have a guy like that with that much talent, to make sure that he has the confidence to go ahead and go out there and play, to make sure we give him just the right amount of information to allow him to go ahead and let his talent play and then bring him along at the right pace. But he will be a good pro at some point.
Another youngin' that I think is continuing to climb the ladder, too, that's got a bunch of athleticism is Tyler Owens. I see you guys moving him all around the secondary. I've seen him in the post. I've seen him in the slot. What type of role do you think he'll be able to carve out? And then what's the biggest jump you've seen from him from year one to year two?
Well, in terms of a role, all we talk about right now is competition. That's the general theme of the entire secondary is competition. I think anybody that comes out to practice will see, like, we're moving guys around and we're allowing guys to compete. It can't just be, you know, words. Like, you'll see it. He'll have every opportunity to carve out his own role, you know, whether that be at any one of the positions in the secondary. The beauty of it for him, he can compete at multiple positions. So, once again, you have a guy that's that big, that fast, that physical. You know, we know he's an excellent, elite special teams player. Now we're going to see how that now comes to the defensive side of the ball.
I'll let you go on this, Coach. I appreciate you giving me some time, man. Mikey kicking back to the inside. What type of challenges does that provide for him? And how have you guys kind of coached and talked him through that?
The thing about that is we know what he does. Mikey touches the ball. We're talking about a guy that touched the ball over 20 times.
Yeah.
You know, there are not many players that we could say did that the entire NFL.
For sure.
We're talking 18 PBUs and 4 interceptions. He is a guy that's extremely productive. But he's a guy as well, though. He is playing inside and outside.
Okay.
So we're not going to limit anything that he can do. We're going to make sure that he helps the football team as much as he can and allow him to do that. So we're not going to minimize his role. You know, he will play some more inside, but he also will compete outside.
Awesome. Appreciate you, Coach.
You got it, bro.
Thank you.
Great question.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.